online today.
No vote on health care reform and the GOP digging their heels in, both in the House and in the Senate. More details coming up around the bend. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, getting ready for the last weekend, really, in July, or the first weekend, I guess, really, technically, it's the first weekend in August. It still feels like July to me. Boy, this summer has flown by, and not without controversy. It was beer fest at the White House, or open bar, and Sergeant James Crowley was representing the Cambridge Police Department, and of course he was the arresting officer of Professor Gates. Joe Biden was there, the VP, and President Obama. There were so many different aspects heading into this as to what beer they were going to drink and what would the discussions be about. It was a big photo op in the end as well for everybody across the land because they got some video of it, they got some photos of it, they had pool reporters there. And afterwards, Sergeant Crowley said that the talk was pretty frank and said the meeting was cordial and productive, but no one apologized. Because, of course, he was asked right away if there was any kind of an apology, and there wasn't. So this arrest has spurred a national debate on race, not that there hasn't been one that's been ongoing for a long time. And then, of course, police procedures. It goes back to the racial profiling accusations that hang over many police departments, large and small, or just racial profiling even at the airport, etc. And in this case, I think certainly Sergeant Crowley was somebody who did well in this area, in fact, so well, and had so many friends of all ethnic backgrounds on the police department that he was the guy voted to help the recruits to be much more racially sensitive in some of the areas they would go into in Boston, to whatever neighborhood it was, to be able to handle it correctly and go by procedure. And that's what Sergeant Crowley, rather, was doing. Who knew that the 911 call would result in death threats to the woman who called 911, first of all, saying there was a break-in, because that's what it looked like to her, so she thought she was being a good neighbor by making the phone call. The cops show up, Gates is exhausted, blows his stack when he's asked for ID, and later turns up with mugshots for being arrested. The police department then gets a little swat out on national TV from the President of the United States, who says they acted stupidly. And, of course, the rest is history, and it has been ongoing now for the past week. Is this the last we've heard of it? I don't know, because it'll linger into the weekend. It'll be discussed on the Sunday shows. And then, ultimately, will there be future meetings? Are there going to be future discussions, or is this a one-time deal? Gates and Crowley apparently have decided they're going to have other meetings if this is true. And what Crowley said over all of the meeting is that it was a private discussion. It was a frank discussion, and he wouldn't say any specifics, except for when he was pressed many, many times by reporters that nobody apologized. There was no apology from anyone. There was no apology from him to Gates, from Gates to him, from Obama, etc. It was about perspectives and that kind of thing. Now, again, they did say that Gates and also Crowley plan to meet again and will speak by phone to finalize some details in the next couple of days. It makes sense in a way because they were thrown together and they both have different things that they're working on in the community related to racial issues. So maybe this in the end does prove to be effective for those two. But to have the police department dragged through the national headlines originally the way they were because of Obama was ultimately the big mistake. That was what happened there. And what you keep hearing this, what is the teachable moment? I hope this is going to be a teachable moment. I think it's a teachable moment for Barack Obama himself just to remember, he's the president of the United States, and there would have been an easier way to just cut the discussion off instead of ratcheting it up, as he used, that's his words. It would have been easy to just say, he's a friend of mine. I'm confident that an investigation will yield what actually happened in the facts of this case, and I'm anxious to hear something. I mean, I could have written five different ways to say that, and I don't know that it would have been that big of a deal. So this debate that's been sparked about racial profiling and police procedures, is it fair or foul? In other words, I mean, it can't be completely foul, because if you're really having frank discussions, well, then that's a good thing, right? Don't we encourage that? Don't I say that all the time on America Tonight? You can totally disagree with whatever I'm saying or other callers are saying, and please call. You don't have to be a super, super conservative person or a liberal person or label yourself whatever you label yourself and not feel like you can't call the show, I hope. I mean, that's the idea, that it should be about discussion. But here's the thing. Will the beer fest really help the rest of the nation calm down over race? Will it really be a teachable moment in that sense? And also, in the case of the sergeant, was there a missed opportunity there that he didn't walk away with an apology? So when he had his press conference, he could have come out and said, you know what, it was a really good, frank discussion, and I must say, I applaud the president. He did apologize to me for jumping to the conclusions and making the remark about the police department and the handling of the situation. But that didn't happen. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Are you like me when it comes to healthcare and breathing a nice sigh of relief that, oh, thank goodness, this mamby-pamby, ridiculous, all-over-the-map nonsense that's coming out of Washington hasn't been passed? That their healthcare reform hasn't gone through the House, gone through the Senate, and gotten a seal of approval, because this was the biggest rush job ever. It's like, okay, let's get this done in 4 weeks, and then maybe people won't realize some of the things that are actually going to happen to their healthcare. Mm-hmm. And I think that was the idea. Hey, we'll mess around with it later. Push it through, and then we'll figure it out. And that's the problem in Washington. So I want to see action, not reaction, but at the same time, to make up for the lack of action in the past, you don't want something to be slammed through and crammed down our throats. And that's what it's really feeling like with healthcare. Luckily, because there is so much disagreement now, and so many of you, yes, you, are reacting and calling senators and congressmen and sending them emails and stuff, now there's been a little bit of a step back, which I think is a great thing. Because, frankly, I don't want to wake up and figure out how jacked up and hijacked my insurance has become, and I have to sort it out. It's already bad enough, you know what I'm talking about, trying to sort out your health insurance as it is. And do I think that there are things that can be improved upon? Of course. But do I think other people should have to pay for the lack of some people not having health care and pay through the nose for it, pay double their premiums, and some of the crazy things that have been suggested? Well, the answer to that is no. 800-259-5791, America Tonight.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Email about Barack Obama's handling of the Beer Fest and Gates and Sergeant Crowley. You can do the same, americatonight.net. Send me one there or jingle these digits, of course, 800-259-5791. Here's an interesting story that I happened to see. I don't know if it was CNN or Fox or one of those, but somewhere on cable. You got to love this. There's a doctor, Chicago doctor, who was the president's former doctor who has looked at the president's ideas for, you know, for health care reform and says he thinks the plan, he's critical of the plan. He doesn't think the plan will work. And he was the physician for Obama for 22 years. Yeah. But the doctor thinks the president's plan doesn't go far enough. And what he says is the worst part of the proposal is that private insurers continue to be part of the health scheme. And if everyone keeps saying we don't want the government involved in health care, I mean, they already are in Medicare, and it works. And this guy's saying, this doctor, Dr. David Shiner, is saying it wouldn't be better if the nation had a single-payer system like the ones in Canada and Europe, where you just have one payer, and it could be a government-run agency to fund all health care costs billed by doctors, hospitals, and other people. Thank goodness he hasn't been named to oversee this whole thing, because I don't think that's the direction we want to go in at all. In fact, as we know, when Al and when Sam and what others call from Canada, they're not endorsing the health care in their homeland. They're saying it's mediocre at best. And Sam has said many times that a lot of the doctors are leaving because they pay all this money for school, and then they're capped off on how much money that they can ultimately make. So there's no competition. I mean, there's no competition for them and no competition for salaries. And then you have to wait, in some cases, depending on what your ailment is, you have to wait to get on the list for the bed to have whatever surgery it is done. So if you've got a surgery that's down the list, then you're going to wait. And, boy, I would hate that. I think for myself, luckily I'm pretty healthy, but I've had other members in my family who have had things like everybody else, whether it's a back thing or whatever, happen to them. And I just can't imagine them having to wait and live through the pain a little bit longer when there's something that can make them feel better, some kind of surgery, but it's just not high enough on the pecking order. And truly, that's what it is, because somewhere you have to make decisions. And if we had that kind of a healthcare system, I think it'd be disastrous personally. You know, do we want it all comped across the board and jack up the taxes even more? Because that's what people forget. In most cases, when you're talking about Europe, not all, but particularly if we looked at England, you're talking about an outrageous cost of living. And because of the way their healthcare system is set up, you're talking about incredibly high taxes that they're paying. How much? This is what you got to ask yourself, America, right? How much do you want to pay for healthcare? Already, we don't want to pay what we're paying, right? How much? What is it that you want out of healthcare? You want to, one, know that you can get the best doctors available to you, right? You want to pay reasonable rates for your health insurance, not so outrageous that you can't afford it. And nobody wants a big, huge out-of-pocket costs, and they don't want to pay ridiculous amounts for the prescription drugs. That is pretty much the common denominator across the board. The worst feeling in the world is when they tell you that your prescription isn't covered and it's something you have to have and it costs a gazillion dollars. You know, this has happened to you, right? You go to the pharmacy and then you find out what it is, what the cost is, and you want to faint right there on the spot. And you realize, well, yeah, what am I going to do? It's been prescribed. What do I got? I got to take it. That copay is so huge for so many people. And especially you have kids, you have somebody with a pre-existing condition, you know, whatever it is. And the bottom line is, I'll say it over and over again, thank goodness that it looks like there has been a slowdown on healthcare, this healthcare reform, because their ducks aren't in a row in the first place. Do we really even know what it's going to look like in the end? And the answer is no. And with the way the government is running their programs now, do I really want the government to run the healthcare system the way they've done such a horrible job with mostly everything else? I'm going to say no, I'd rather take my chances the way it is. And look at other things. Look at Social Security. You know, we haven't even talked about Social Security. Baby boomers, and this is part of the medical thing, baby boomers, so many set to retire, and how long does Social Security last for them? My generation, forget about it. We'll be lucky if we see any of that back. I've been paying into Social Security since I think I was 15, and I had a job at 15. And most of you, if you're in your 20s, 30s, or 40s, really, we're probably all paddling up in a boat that has a hole in it. Because the way it's looking now, they can't rescue it. But eventually, because we're already at this point, China's nervous. They want to know about the Treasury. We're at this point where are the dollars coming from? We'll be dialing for dollars. It'll be like, instead of PBS, it's going to be a government-run telethon because we need to raise money to be able to pay for our programs. This is your government. We have different celebrities on the phone asking for, you know, just put up a different thing. Okay, cash for clunkers. That was a great idea, but we ran out of money, so we got to raise some more money. So let's make phone calls for that. Ooh, healthcare, that's number one. We got to raise money for that. And obviously I'm being sarcastic, but truly, where does the money come from? And then moving it around, robbing Peter to pay Paul is, I don't think it's going to work because there's too much of that. There's too much of that going on. So I say bravo that healthcare is not going to pass, certainly, before August, because there's going to be this recess, and then there's going to be more discussion, I hope. And I say it all the time, and I really, honestly, sincerely mean this, if you want to complain, and, you know, there's, for some reason, you don't know who your senator is, congressman, whatever, congresswoman, send me a note, americatonight.net, and I will tell you how to get in touch with them. Call them. Voice your opinion. Send an email. Email's easy. Everybody's got the email now. shoot them an email. They get an avalanche of emails, and trust me, it makes a difference big time, big time. By the way, if you go to AmericaTonight.net, and I'm starting to update things on the website slowly but surely. Listen, I got to beat up the webmaster. So the blunder of the day, got to check out blunder of the day. And that pretty much sums up how I feel about the beer festival at the White House. Uh-huh. Coming up on the show a little bit later, we have birthdays, if you hang around, in our next hour. We have birthdays and this day in history. If we go back to 1975, Jimmy Hoffa disappeared. Remember 31 years later, they dug up that horse farm in Michigan, thinking that they had some great information, the FBI, and they were going to find Jimmy Hoffa's body. Can you imagine if they had found Jimmy Hoffa? And a guy that I have so much admiration for, Nolan Ryan, the great Nolan Ryan, 7 no-hitters in his career he pitched. In 1990, he also won his 300th game. 300th game. It's funny, he played with a couple of different teams, but in the very beginning of his career is when he won a World Series. Any idea for sports fans what team he was with? If you were thinking, I'm just waiting at the appropriate time. If you were thinking the New York Mets, buy yourself a beer. It is the New York Mets. How about that? He's just a kid in his 20s and never, ever got back there. I never won it again. Never, ever was able to do that. So we have some other moments in history that we'll talk about. And like I said, birthdays as well. Yvonne Goolagong. Anyone recognize that name? Cute Australian lady who won, was a big-time tennis player. She turns 57. She won 4 Aussie Opens, 2 Wimbledons, and a slew of other tennis tournaments back in her day. She was in the Chris Evert, Billie Jean King era, and now she is 57 years old. Like I said, that's part of birthdays and this day in history. Plus, because see, we got to lighten the load once in a while. Plus, we've got the cheap movie review. Funny People is coming out, and that's an Adam Sandler flick, which could be pretty good. I like Adam Sandler, some of his movies, and I'll tell you more about what Funny People is all about. And then there's a couple of others, too. The blockbuster films are still out there. Transformers, I don't get it. I get Transformers, but I just don't get going to see the Transformer movie unless I was taking my nephew. And I don't know that he'd be that into it either, frankly. If you want to talk about healthcare and your thoughts on, ooh, thank goodness they don't have their act together, or whether or not that apology should have certainly come the way of Sergeant Crowley, feel free to call us at 800-259-5791.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
As you already know, drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. On my back, I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Then the big black car said, look this way. He said, hey, that day, will you marry me? But I said, no.
All right, so it was a pre-dinner beer. Obama with the open bar with the black scholar, the white cop, and the bumbling VP. I tell you, if I could be a fly on the wall, I'd like to hear what Joe Biden had to say. Maybe when they left that, they said, listen, Joe, if you're going on any Sunday shows, just don't say anything. Say it was a really great meeting. Everybody shared their opinions. It was a very frank discussion, and don't give any specifics. Do not go on George Stephanopoulos' show and reveal everything that happened. You know, it was interesting. In the photo ops, they actually had a toast. And in the toast, at least the photo I saw, it was Crowley, Obama, and Gates in that happy hour of the clinking of the glasses anyway. So it's opened up this heated debate over race in America. But, you know, can you really ever have a frank discussion? I mean, how frank is the discussion in some areas when it comes to racial profiling and race relations and, you know, all that sort of stuff? And in this case, the one thing I think that's too bad is that when Crowley left, he apparently left with Gates' number, and they're going to get together, and that's good. But he didn't leave with the apology in his back pocket, and that would have been great. If he just got some sort of an apology. Hey, they, you know, Obama said that we talked about different things that I can't divulge, but he did offer an apology for the words that he used, that we acted stupidly or whatever, but that didn't happen. But it did clear the air, I guess. It was, Obama said it was friendly, thoughtful conversation. And nobody's given any specifics. You know, this, we have to go all the way back to the 16th, last Thursday, when, before that. This happened 2 weeks ago. We have to go back to the 16th when Crowley, investigating this potential burglary at Gates' house, arrested the prof on disorderly conduct. So we've had 2 weeks of this. Not so much in the beginning, though. It really burst open after Obama didn't calibrate his words correctly. Remember when he said he didn't calibrate his words? Just the acted stupidly comment. That's what happened. So, and by the way, just for the record, because I've only said this once, here's what everybody had. You had Sam Adams Light for Gates. You had Crowley drinking the Blue Moon. You had Obama with the Bud Light, and Joe Biden had a non-alcoholic beer. And it's interesting because I was flipping around, and everybody was almost doing like a play-by-play of this, which I thought was silly, but they had peanuts and pretzels, and they were eating them, and they were drinking the beers. So, oh, my, crazy. We'll see ultimately if this opens up a huge discussion. I'd like to say we wouldn't be talking about it very much on America Tonight, but I have a feeling that Sunday shows are going to blow up with a whole bunch of other things as well. Here's something that affects some people in America, and others, of course, won't be affected by this, but that idea to limit the pay of the CEOs. Have you heard about this? This is one of the things that the White House wants to see, of course, happen because of what we've just gone through in this country. And people being outraged by what people are making in these companies and then asking for the bailouts. Well, what in truth this would turn out to be is that the shareholders or stockholders basically would have a vote on, if all of this legislation were to go through, would have a vote on the executives' pay for whatever company it is. And that's, again, if this goes through. Now, here's the problem with this. As much as there's people that I think are bozos and bilked us and screwed up the financial system in the United States, the nasty people behind Enron, if you remember back in 2001, more importantly, more recently, the AIG clowns, the three dreaded letters, the Merrill Lynch cronies, Goldman Sachs, I mean, the list goes on, and then you hear about these bonuses and everything. If you truly are a capitalist, and I'm about being a capitalist, that's what's made our nation, I think, work. And the fact that we're the land of opportunity, well, why is that? It's because you do have opportunities available to you. It's depending on how badly you want it, right? Why do people want to come to the United States? Why are we teeming with so many ridiculous amounts of illegal immigrants? Because they're coming here for the money. They're coming here for the opportunity they can't get in Mexico, whether they're a maid picking vegetables somewhere at some farm or whatever it is, or working on construction. Granted, it's illegal, and it's been killing us, the amount of illegal workers that we have in the United States. But, again, it's the idea. You talk to anybody in any other country, it's all about, oh, the land of opportunity, America, America. So we can't – you got to protect capitalism. You have to have certain, I think, controls in place, and if somebody asks for bailouts, then they would be under more scrutiny than they should be. I mean, if we're paying money and we're bailing them out, then you betcha. Then there is some say, I think, with the government. But if it goes across the board everywhere, I don't think that's a good idea. Because what you get, what the pay is, if a company is going to pay you a ridiculous amount of money that gets them topsy-turvy, then that's their fault. And it should be, and if you want to have the shareholders vote on it, then that's fine. But I don't think it should be a mandated thing unless it is a company that is being bailed out by the government. then that's a different story, because the bonus payouts and stuff was just outrageous with AIG. I can't blame people for flipping them off when they went by some of their houses in Connecticut, but those people were scared to death. They were wearing flak jackets and everything else. Tomas is hanging around in Michigan, giving us a call here on America Tonight. Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. I wonder why you said, hey, buddy. It wouldn't be because of that Bud Light thing, huh? How embarrassing, man. I see my president out there just, you know, drinking beer. And, oh, man, I can imagine what world leaders are thinking, you know, are talking about now. You know, like, they can't believe the Americans elected that guy as president. You know, I think he could have made some headway there. He could have gone to Hooters, you know. But instead, he's sitting back there, and he has, like, a waiter bring out the beer. You know, when I say to another guy, hey, man, let's go have a beer, you know, it's usually not a waiter bringing out, you know, on a nice little plate there, beer. He should have had, like, you know, a big old barrel of ice and beer in there, and people grabbing beer, you know, and had a little music and stuff, and he's trying to be like the psychologist in chief or something. It's so sad. So sad.
Yeah, I think there is something that I think what he's trying to do, Tomas, I think he's trying to be the everyday guy, the cool, Joe Cool. That's what it is. I'm Joe Cool. But it doesn't really fly. I think you're right. I don't think it really flies with being the president. And it did look a little awkward. I think it could have been private inside the White House even, instead of on display out in the lawn. But it was a photo op. That's what it was about.
I know. It was so, they were trying to cover so many bases at
that's
the same
right.
time. You
that's
know,
right.
If you're going to have a private thing, have a private thing. But that's you're out right. there in the lawn, and you know you got 1,000,000,000 people watching you drink beer.
Right.
Come on. Now, anyway, you know, interesting times in America. Thank you again for letting me vent, and I'll let you get to another caller there, lady.
All right, you have a great weekend.
All right.
It is. It's, you know, this is a good, Matt, what do you think? Do you think, I think that they should have had the meeting inside the White House, because they could have sat there, rolled up their sleeves, and had the beers. Who cares? But the idea was to kind of get the press off their back and to make the statement, hey, we're getting together. We got black folks here. We got white folks here. We're having the conversation. We're getting over the, I think it was a photo op.
Yeah, the only way I think it works if it's outside is if they made it less formal, because you
yes.
know, they attempted to stage it as informal.
Right.
But then, I mean,
they're in suits.
Yeah, they're in suits, and Biden and Obama both have their sleeves rolled up, almost like it's staged to be like that way. So I think you gotta, you know, make it more informal. Don't be sitting down at the table. You know, maybe they set up like an outdoor bar or something. You know, and you got a bartender sitting there, and you got a couple guys sitting around a island bar or something. You know, and then you can have it. Get some peanuts out there. Maybe a game on a flat screen, and just make it more natural.
It didn't look natural. That's the thing.
Like
it didn't look
high
like
tea in London.
Since I have a ton of guy friends, and I've been in this situation, it didn't look like any bar, or any dart throwing, pool playing, hanging out, conversation, kickback, peanuts on the floor situation that I've ever been in. And granted, you're at the White House, but it was a photo op, because they could have gone inside then. If it's going to be a little more formal, then go inside and hang out in the kitchen in the White House. But that was the idea, was to get it out there and to get the video out there and get the photographs out there. I mean, ultimately, hey, for Gates and for Crowley, I think that they do hook up after this, because they said they were going to, and I believe it because of what they're both doing. I think so. But for Obama, I think he missed the mark here. Hang with us.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
On the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.
At one point, for a while certainly, he could be considered bad to the bone. That would be Michael Vick. And then the whole dogfighting thing happened and people were stunned, especially when they got the descriptions of he himself drowning some dogs and electrocuting them and the horrible things. Oh, as a dog owner, I just don't see how you could do that. I just don't get it. But everybody is kind of following the Vick saga, right? So I've called a lot of people I know from a lot of different teams, including the Dallas Cowboys, because could they have Michael Vick as a backup? And Vick is saying now that he is getting close to signing with a team, but he won't say who the team is. Of course he's not going to say that. But he keeps saying we're getting closer. Remember, the commish of the NFL reinstated Vick on Monday, a week after he finished his 23-month sentence for running the dogfighting ring. So he can sign with a team, and he could be playing in the NFL, according to the commissioner, by week 6. But, you know, here there's an interesting side to this, because, of course, he's lost so much money, obviously, which I don't feel sorry for him in that sense. But a U.S. bankruptcy judge postponed a decision that's supposed to happen tomorrow on, and might happen tomorrow, on whether to approve $1.5 million in legal fees. Rather, check this out. This law firm that was representing him in this Chapter 11 case, they billed Vick for 8,000 hours of work for about 10 months, Where are you kidding me? And supposedly these guys wanted 2.6, but they slashed it to 1.5. So you can imagine what their billable hours were. I mean, 8,000 hours, how much they were charging an hour. And if they talked to him for like 2 seconds on the phone or they were doing some research, boom, that's it. The meter was running. Isn't that crazy? Do you believe that, Matt? 8,000 hours of work, 10 months. They wanted more than $2.6 million, but they're going to settle, if the judge will approve it, $1.5.
Sounds like I'm in the wrong business.
Oh, totally.
For that million-dollar America Tonight bonus check.
That's right. You're hoping upon hope that this show will take off as George Norrie's star fades. And people won't want to talk so much about aliens and spaceships.
So the check's not in the mail then?
Yeah, that million you were expecting, oh, you're going to have to wait for a while.
All right. I'll keep me plugged in, though. Let me know when it's on the way so I can hunt down the mail guy.
I will. 8,000 hours. That's crazy. I know a divorce attorney who makes $800 an hour, and the top-level attorneys can make that, certainly. They can make anywhere from 5 to 8 to whatever, but, man, I think he was getting a little bit built. What were they doing for him that cost that much? But he did have a high-priced defense team, so that's what it cost, baby. The cost of doing nasty things to dogs. And if he's close to signing with the team, then the sting wasn't too bad for someone to say yes. I actually even had heard a rumor about Jerry Jones, but I tracked it down and I kept getting, well, no, there's no need. The Cowboys are trying to stay away from controversy, which always seems the opposite of Jerry Jones. Because give me your tired, your thugs, your washed up player, and I'll take them if I can make some big headlines. Think of T.O. and think of some of the other players that Jerry Jones has signed with the Dallas Cowboys in the past, Pac-Man Jones, etc. So he's not afraid to go in that direction. But if he's close, we'll probably hear about it in the next week or two with the training camps opened up. If somebody's going to sign him, they need to get him there ASAP because he's allowed to practice. So he could practice and at least do that before he were to jump back into things. And I would think it's a backup role. I don't know, Matt, do you think I know somebody pretty connected to the Vikings, and they told me that the Vikings weren't interested in signing him.
There's no way he'll be on the Vikings the way our ownership is. They're very, you know, with the Love Boat scandal, they're done with scandals and things like that. And I don't think there's any way we'd go for him, especially our coach, too, because Childress is kind of a by-the-book individual, no-nonsense type of a guy. So I don't see that happening. I mean, it wouldn't be a bad idea, you know, have him run the Wildcat or something like that, but I just don't see it happening with the Vikings. I think he ends up somewhere like either New England, possibly, or in Pittsburgh, or maybe even San Francisco.
Yeah, I don't see it being Minnesota either. It's funny that people were so dead on sure, but I talked to a former quarterback for the Vikings, and he told me there's absolutely no way that that's happening. You know, that exactly for some of the reasons that you just said, that is not going to happen. It's an interesting story to follow because how will he be treated wherever he goes next if somebody does say yes? And I would think that they would have to trot him out and he'd have to be Mr. PR big time with dogs, with the animals just in general. And I'm sure that's what, as I said, if I were his agent, that's what I would have him do. I think it's therapeutic for him anyway, because whatever leads to the whole dog fighting thing, then turn it around and try to make it a positive thing for his life and for people doubting him, and try to get the stain of what happened in the past away from him. Speaking of what happened in the past, for something completely different, the other saga, we go from Michael Vick and who's he going to be quarterback for in the near future to the custody of the Jackson kids. Katherine Jackson and Debbie Rowe reached a custody agreement. So Michael Jackson's mother is going to be the guardian of her son, of her son Michael Jackson's two oldest children. And as part of the agreement, Roe will be granted visitation rights for Prince Michael and Paris Michael, And the timing and when and all that stuff has to be determined by a psychologist that's selected and paid for by both of them. So the people representing Roe released a statement saying that they were both happy that it was resolved and handled in a caring, thoughtful, courteous manner by the parties and their representatives, and they want to do what's best for Michael's children, and that it was a dignified discussion that resulted in a dignified outcome. Who writes this stuff? It was a dignified discussion that resulted in a dignified outcome. Give me a break here. Jackson died June 25th, 50 years old. There's still all kinds of controversy swirling about his estate and his body and everything else. He was married to this Debbie Roe, but both had described the relationship as really coming out of friendship, and that Roe had given birth to his two kids as a gift to Jackson. And she's really been absent in their lives anyway. And then you've got this third kid known as Blanket, who was born to a surrogate, and the mother's identity has never been revealed. So more of the kooky continues out of L.A. Remember, there was a story that she wanted more money, that she was asking for money from the Jackson family, but apparently it didn't end up being a case of money. Michael Jackson gave Roe a financial settlement when they divorced in 2000, and then she gave up her parental rights. But then they were reinstated in 2005. If people forget about that, she went to court over the kids. And then the custody dispute was settled in 2006, but none of the information was released on the terms. You can bet there was a pot of gold surrounding that. So anyway, all three of those kids have been living with their grandmother since Michael Jackson died. And they have that slew of family members, the aunts, the uncles, etc. And it's looking more and more like the whole Jackson case is going to turn criminal. And I don't think that's surprising to a lot of people because of the drugs and the Dipper Van stuff and the crazy things that we've heard as a result, where he had the sleep schedule and he wanted an IV drip and it would keep him asleep for the right amount of time. And then he would wake up and he was 125 pounds. Boy, he even looked as though he were less than 125 pounds. Just crazy, crazy stuff. And now they're saying even that the three Jackson children, Joe Jackson is pushing for them to go on tour. We've mentioned that before in America Tonight. What a travesty that would be if that happens to those kids, just trotting them out for that. All right, I'm going to leave you with this one. This is just too good to pass up because of Beer Fest at the White House. Benjamin Franklin was the guy who said, "Beer is living proof that God loves us and wants us to be happy."
Michael Vick could have killed 6,000 cats, and people would have been like, "You know they're overpopulated, right?"